In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off for the truth, O Lord, and save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Amen. Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
And let us pray. Let thy merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and that they may obtain their petitions, and make them to ask for such things that are always pleasing to you. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. And please be seated. This morning's confessional reading, continuing with the Apostles' Creed. The confessional reading from Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The second article, redemption. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. And what does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. For all which it is my duty to thank and to praise, to serve and to obey him, and this is most certainly true. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Jeremiah 7, verses 1 to 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Stand in the gate of the Lord, of the Lord's house, and proclaim this word, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in the lying words, saying, The temple to the Lord, the temple to the Lord, the temple to the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the stranger and the fatherless and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers, forever and ever." So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning is the epistle, which is the basis for my sermon. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 9. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any in this way, that is the Christians, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying unto him, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And he trembled and was astonished and said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. And there he was for 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat anything or drink anything. So far the epistle lesson. For the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 19, verses 41 to 48. And when Jesus was come near, he beheld the city, and he wept over it, saying, If thou had known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench around about thee, compass thee around, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. And then he went into the temple and began to cast them out that were sold therein, and them that bought, saying unto them, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of thieves. And then he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. So far, the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 252. Please be seated. grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon this morning is based upon the epistle reading, Acts chapter 9. And the title or the theme is The Conversion of St. Paul. And I would like to read just a couple of verses of that epistle, verses 3 and 4. And as Saul journeyed, he came near to Damascus. And suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the ground. And then he heard the voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So far, please be seated. It was on the road to Damascus, approximately 5 years after Christ ascended into heaven, that the story in our epistle reading takes place. Not many weeks after Christ's ascension did open hostility toward the followers of Christ begin to break out. First, the Sanhedrin, they tried to silence the apostles, and then Stephen was stoned to death. And from that point on, public persecution scattered the Christians of Jerusalem, leaving only, for the most part, just the apostles. Saul was an ambitious, interested in holding tight the Jewish religion. His ambition was to serve God by joining the strictest sect of them all, and that was the Pharisees. But even here he was not satisfied, but sought to outdo them in their opposition to this new, rapid spreading religion called Christianity. Saul hated this Jesus Christ and felt that he was doing service to God by persecuting these Christians, as he later confessed with these words, I persecuted them unto death, binding and delivering them to the prisons, both the men and the women. I wanted them all dead. Saul was so filled with hatred toward Christ that he went to the high priest to get a warrant, so to speak, by which he might go everywhere he chose to arrest, to bind, to imprison any follower of this Christ, and sending them to their death, and he got his way. So Saul organized. He organized a journey to the north, to Damascus, where he got together a sizable group of Christians. That's where they were living at that time. But Saul did not get there. As an enemy of Christ, with his warrants in one hand, with bloody murder in his heart, the head of the church, Jesus Christ, brought him to his knees, turning him from unbelief to faith, transforming him from an enemy to a friend, from a persecutor to a promoter, from a wrecker of the church to one of its mightiest builders. There on that dusty road to Damascus, a brilliant light, far surpassing the splendor of the noonday sun, beamed down upon him. Fear drops Saul to the ground. He lies there helpless along the roadside. And worst of all, he has lost his eyesight. Saul is now totally blind. Then, hearing these words, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Saul responds with, Who art thou, Lord? And the voice answered, I am Jesus, the one that you are persecuting. Well, what a lie it was, which the Jews had spread about the disciples, stealing the body of Christ. It's a lie. Because Christ had risen from the dead, he is alive. He is now in person dealing face to face with this character, Saul. But Saul is no longer the same Saul. He is becoming, so to speak, Paul. And now in great humility, he meekly inquires, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Now, whether Saul was converted at this point, scripture is really not that clear. But this much is clear. Saul is a different man. He has dropped his bitter hatred. He is not only willing to listen, but to do. Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told you what you must do. There was a man by the name of Ananias. And at the Lord's request, he finds Saul. He opens his eyes, and he speaks to him this word of life. He tells Saul that he has been chosen by God to become the ambassador of Jesus Christ, to carry his name, the gospel, to the Gentiles. Can you imagine that? Saul is then baptized. After which he goes into the synagogue and testifies that this Jesus Christ was indeed the true Christ, the Messiah of God, the Savior of the world. Well, today, 2,000 years later, we give thanks for the conversion of St. Paul. And the first thing we recognize is that Saul was personally called by Jesus Christ. And what an honor and a privilege that must have been. And what Christ did for Peter and Andrew and James and John, making them fishers of men, so he does for this enemy of the church, Saul. Christ not only called Saul out of the darkness of his sins into the marvelous light of salvation, making him a child of God, but also being God's representative to a fallen world and to the Gentiles. He begins his letter this way, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by men, but by Jesus Christ, the God and the Father, who has raised him from the dead. In other words, he is now the author he is now the authority from God himself. But Saul not only sought to harm, his desire was to destroy that church. He was indeed a tool of Satan, and he cursed Jesus Christ. But this morning, we remember not the sins of Saul, but the glorious mercy and compassion of Christ toward Saul, who is now Paul. The same glorious mercy and compassion that God has for us, but through faith in Jesus Christ. For when a person is cleansed by the blood of Christ, that person is by God's grace a holy companion with all the saints. May we, as called, chosen and cleansed by Christ's sacrifice, may we do our part in witnessing to others the compassion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. And let us pray for our communicants, but first, I'm sure there are some personal prayers that you would like to extend to the throne of God. Let's take the time to do that now. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love for the heavenly feast which you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all the places at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
To the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth.
Heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you. This is the true blood.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Blessed be the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.